Well, this morning, a couple of guests joining us here in our studios. We're going to talk about the Atlantic Lions Club Pancake Supper. This is kind of our redo broadcast here. We visited with them a while ago because, well, it was scheduled back in September, but, circumstances made us postpone that. So going to give it another go here this Monday, November 8th for their nice fundraising event. And have a couple of guests joining us here in studio. Leon Hodges is with us this morning. Vicki Nordskog with us this morning as well. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Leon, we talked, it seems like, just a few weeks ago about this. Everything's good. We're good to go on Monday.
Good to go, and I think if the main man is sick, they have a backup. So one way or another, we're going to get it done. And it was unfortunate because we had such a nice night for it last time, and people were ready to come, but those things happen.
Yeah,
well. We don't know. So anyway, we're going to have it Monday night, and we would certainly encourage people to come. It'll be at the Atlantic Community Center, $7, 12 and under $5, that's right, I think. And we appreciate the help that the community gives us. Vic will be talking about some of our projects. I just wanted to mention eye testing as one of the things that the Lions Club does and has for don't know for sure. I've been here 19 years, and I think we've done it 17. It's been a long time that we've been testing eyes, and what we do is go to different places. And today they went to CAM schools down in Messina and then up to Anita to test eyes of kids, preschool and kindergarten kids. And we send it into Iowa City, and then they find out whether there's a problem or not. So a couple of our guys were doing that today. And come spring, we'll be doing more of it. I figured we'd done about 3,300 eyes since we started. And so this has been a good program for us over the years. And, let Vicki go on with some other projects, and I can fill in. You'll probably talk about Christmas trees, won't you?
I can, or you can. So the primary funding target for this, actually the sole funding target for the pancake supper sales this year, is Parks and Rec. And specifically, we are planning to acquire some equipment for Shieldberg Quarry for what we call, or Brian especially calls, all-inclusive equipment. This will be the first of what we hope to be a much larger installment of equipment that will occur at Mollett Park. This is equipment that is designed for children who have developmental disabilities, whether it is physical or otherwise. And so the ones that are going to be at Shieldberg specifically will focus on visual senses and on auditory senses. And then eventually we would like to be able to put a full playground in place at Mollett Park along with a bathroom facility that will be enabled for children with wheelchairs. And the swings and the slides will all be equipped with the ability for the kids to actually attach to the equipment and take full advantage of it. But it will also be, we call it all-inclusive, because other kids who are not disadvantaged can utilize it as well. So that's our focus. We are reinvigorating the history of the Lions with the Parks Department. I don't know how many people are aware, but the Lions were very, very involved in a lot of the facilities that ultimately were implemented at Sunnyside Park. We were responsible for the establishment of Cedar Park, along with Parks and Rec, the establishment of Harold Holt Park, the establishment of Pellet Park. And so we're continuing that tradition. This summer, we received a grant from the Cass County Community Foundation, and that in part funded a new basketball court and hoop there. And we also completed our Bags to Benches program, and that bench has been installed at Cedar Park as well.
Sure. You know, it's nice to have those destination parks like at Schulberg, places where a lot of folks gather, but those community parks, those neighborhood parks are very important because it's easily accessible for the children. They don't have to travel far. They get used a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the one at Mollett Park at the end of my street.
You keep tabs on them, do you?
Yeah. It's turning into a nice park down there. Yeah. Put in a walkway, and they've done a lot down there.
Yeah, so that area has been developed pretty well.
Trailer quarters right next door. They feed off that trailer court quite a bit, I think. So, yeah, it's been nice. I haven't used it a lot, but then.
You're not down using the teeter-totter
or
anything?
No. Swinging back and forth.
You were the guy who always got the top of the teeter-totter, and the other guy
right.
Off and down.
Never got down.
Yeah, I see. I want to go back real quick to the eyes, because, Leon, you were talking about some of the programs that you did, the eye testing earlier. What are you testing for? You're not testing necessarily for whether or not
lazy
they're nearsighted,
eye.
Farsighted. You're testing for specific things.
Yeah, lazy eyes and just any medical problem that they might see when it goes to Iowa City. But so we don't make any judgment on it here, but that's what they do up there.
Are these the kind of things that normally might go undetected if it wasn't for the testing that's available?
Yep. Right. That's the reason I think it initially got started, was to try to pick up on some things that they might not otherwise. And you know, a lot of people just don't take their kids to the eye doctor very early, too. So it's a little challenge to test some of the real young ones, but it's worthwhile. And we've graduated, you know, so that we have one camera that's used between several clubs because they cost $10,000. Mm-hmm. And we used to use the old, what do they call it? I don't know. But anyway, we have nice cameras now, and we just keep it up around Exira and the different clubs from the area come and schedule it and use it.
Sure. So when folks do go out and support events like the Pancake Supper, they're seriously making a local impact on their communities because of these programs, these projects.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the event itself. Coming up on Monday night, now let me just start with, because I have a short stack of tickets sitting here that I had from back in September. Are these still good, or do I have to go get new ones?
Those are absolutely still good. Absolutely.
Okay. Because I assume ticket sales were pretty good back in when you first started.
They actually were pretty good, and they've been continuing at a pretty rapid clip. And so we're hoping to have a very good turnout.
Okay.
If you don't have tickets, you can still, buy tickets at the door.
And, yeah, you can get them ahead of time from any Lions member, I assume, right?
Yes.
Or you can just get them at the door. There's no penalty at the door. Same price.
No penalty.
Same price.
Okay, very good. So when folks come up to the Pancake Supper, I assume they'll find pancakes. What else will they find?
They will find a bake sale. And this year we are adding Terry Lynn candy sales, so candy and nut sales. It's a small kind of mom and pop owned organization out of Wisconsin. They've been doing candy and nut sales for many, many years, heavily leveraging the Lions across the United States to sell their wares. And so we're adding that to the sale this year too. So you can buy individual bags of chocolates or nuts, dried fruits, or you can buy gift tins as well.
Okay. Oh, good. Just in time for the holidays.
In time for the holidays.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Very good.
When it's going to be difficult to get things this Christmas.
Get them while you can.
Something very easy.
That's right. Don't worry about the supply chain issues.
Yeah,
just go straight to the source and get them, right? There you go. Take it home with you. Very good. Well, always, of course, a family event, and a lot of folks do bring the kids out because, well, let's face it, kids love pancakes and syrup. And it's a good time for everybody. $7, again, for adults, and 12 and under are $5 each. It's an all-you-can-eat event. I don't suppose there'll be any pancakes flying through the air at times.
No, probably.
Oh, probably. We always have to do that.
Mm-hmm. Have to have a little bit of fun. Usually the variety of syrups, not just the maple syrup that you might enjoy. There are other options?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I think we have 8 or 9 different options for syrup. Flavors that I typically had never, ever heard of before.
Very good. Well, at one time or another, I'm sure folks have probably, maybe even not even realizing, used the services of the Atlantic Lions Club through some of the different park and recreation equipment, or perhaps their children have been tested through the eye programs that they have. So you are making an impact. You're making an impact on yourself and your own family and your own neighborhood, too, when you do support these type of events. And the support has been pretty good over the years, hasn't it?
Yep, it is. We have about 20 members now.
We do.
And Vicki's past president, Deb Shuler is current president. So it's good to have women at the head.
Do you, well, more gets done that way.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, we have 29 members now, thanks to you. Oh, we had 28, good. And now it's 29 because Leon brought on our latest new member.
So you're full. There's no more room for members.
Oh, no. There's room for many more members. So we would love to have more people join us. We have another activity that has been going on now for, I think, 44 years, if I remember correctly, and that's our annual Christmas tree sales. And those will start the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Coming up very soon. I'm sure we'll talk about that here very shortly. Very good. All right. Well, again, Monday night, November 8th at the Cass County Community Center, 4:30 to 7 p.m. is when you can come on out. If you still have the original tickets from September, good for you. You hung on to them. You can still use those. If not, they'll take care of you at the door. They'd love to have you there to help support. Leon, Vicki, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you.